Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, but before we read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for another chance to open up your Word today. And we do pray that as we read it, you would encourage our hearts, that we might be built up and that we might see you and love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, looking at the first 5 verses. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. One of the problems of our modern translations is these really annoying chapter divisions. Now, we can't really lay that blame on modern translations because it started a long time ago. Now, they're very helpful, they enable us to find our way, but often they can make us understand the scriptures in a disconnected way because we get to the end of a chapter and we think, great, it's the end of a chapter, time to start a new one. And so we begin thinking about what this chapter says, and we forget that it's connected to the previous one. Now, most of the time, that doesn't affect you very much, but every once in a while, it's really helpful to look at what the previous chapter said. And today's section is very much connected to the previous one. Yesterday, we saw that Paul was exhorting us to run with all of our might the race that was set before us, in order that we wouldn't be disqualified at the end. Now, Paul goes on to talk about why we should make sure we run really hard, why it is that disqualification is a thing, where that plays out, how that works, what causes it, things like that. I can remember a time just this last year where my daughter was disqualified from something. She plays netball, and their team was disqualified from a match because their team ref forgot to turn up. Actually, she was sick. She didn't turn up because she was sick, and therefore the team was disqualified. And on a technicality, the fact that they didn't have the same ref that they had written on their piece of paper or something like that, because of a technicality, they lost the game. And therefore, they were eliminated from the competition. They were meant to have gone through to the semis, but they didn't because of this disqualification. Sometimes disqualification happens. Where does it come from? What causes it? In the Christian faith, how do we think about people being disqualified in the church? I mean, don't we believe that if a person's saved, they're always saved? Don't we believe in the perseverance of the saints? Don't we believe that if a person is a real child of God, that they won't fall away? How do we understand this? Well, Paul turns to the Old Testament to help us think about disqualification. He says, I don't want you to be unaware about this reality of disqualification. And then he points us to the Old Testament. He says, effectively, think about what happened to our fathers. Think about their experience. Think about all of the blessings that they enjoyed. They lived under the cloud. They passed through the sea, the Red Sea, that is. They were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They ate the same spiritual food together. They drank the spiritual drink together. They experienced all of the blessings of following God and the rock, which is Christ. In other words, the Apostle Paul says, think about the Old Testament people and all of the immense blessings they received. All of the miracles they saw, the incredible works of God, the mighty hand of God. And yet, what happened to them? Verse 5, they fell away, they died, they were overthrown in the wilderness. Why? Because God was not pleased with them. Now, How is that applicable to us today? Well, think about for a second all of the immense blessings and benefits that you and I receive as being a part of the church. We receive baptism. We receive the Lord's Supper. We receive the love and fellowship of God's people. We receive the care of elders and ministers. We have the preaching of God's word and the public reading of the scriptures. We have times of corporate prayer. We have shared fellowship meals together. The list goes on and on, doesn't it? The immensity of the blessings we receive far exceed that which the Israelites received. You see, the Israelites, they only saw things in shadows. They saw and ate from a rock, whereas we see and we eat and we enjoy the blessings of Christ himself. And yet, Paul says, they fell, and the warning is, you too might fall away. You might say to yourself, well, wait a second. What about perseverance of the saints? I thought we meant to believe that if a person's once saved, they're always saved. And yet, doesn't your experience tell you that many people enter into the blessings of the Church of Christ and yet walk away, reject it? I think of an auntie of mine who professed her faith, who was baptized, who did partake in the Lord's Supper, and yet has become a vehement atheist. I think of two brothers baptized in the church, one of whom has done his profession of faith, both of whom have rejected and walked away from the truth of Christ. Doesn't our experience tell us that this happens? That people enter into the blessing of the visible church and yet never enter into the invisible church? And fall away? Because God is not pleased with them? Why is God not pleased with them? Well, Paul's going to unpack that in the next sections, but it's because they give themselves to idolatry and sin. They reject the one true God in exchange of other gods. That's what Israel did. That's what people in the church do. They worship themselves. They worship other things around them. And they fall away. And they perish in their sin. Why is this so important? Well, it's so important because it reminds us of exactly what Paul said yesterday, that we must strive with all our might to obtain the prize, lest we be disqualified. There are warnings in the scriptures that we must take seriously. Hebrews 6, they have crucified again the Lord of glory. There is no repentance for them. So too for you and I. We must be careful, brothers and sisters, not to sin and reject Christ, though we have for a time entered into the blessings of Christ. No one who is truly saved, truly an elect child of God, will fall away, granted. But the only way of knowing if we're an elect child of God, ultimately, truly, is by persevering to the end. That's the ultimate evidence. That's the ultimate proof. So let us persevere and run the race and obtain the prize. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for another day. We ask that you would help us, not like Israel, who perished in the wilderness, to run the race ahead of us, to lay hold of the prize of Christ by faith, and to walk in him, being built up to newness of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.